Just moved out here for an internship. I'm 22. Still not quite sure what my end goal is. I get asked, what's your five-year goal? I want to figure out my
not
end goal.
Not by me.
Clearly.
Yes, by you.
I don't give a crap. She's going to 70 more years.
I guess my question is, if you were in, knowing what you know now, what would you say to your 22-year-old self? Because I've been throwing some darts, trying to see which one sticks. But I'd just love to hear from you. What do you think?
If I gave you the actual answer, it's so complicated because at 22, the only thing I wanted to do was build my family's business for them. And I was kind of like, the talks I was having were weird, which is like, you're gonna give up the best years of your life for your parents because they did it for you. And like, I had like this altruistic, like noble, like family immigrant vision, and I was psychotic about it. Like literally did not, like actively tell people like I went to, everything is best in balance. Like it would have been okay if I went to the Jersey Shore once in my 20s. It would have been okay, but I didn't. That's how psychotic I was. I think, but, the reason I'm so happy is because I'm gonna give you the answer of what ties that together, which is the only thing you should be thinking about is if everything was perfect, like as if I was a genie from the future and can grant your actual wish, you have to try to make that actually happen. Meaning, even if you've never said to your dad, only to yourself, not even your best friend, like if you've said to your own self that I want to be an actress or I wanna be a doctor or I wanna be a Supreme Court justice or an entrepreneur, whatever that is, whatever it actually is, that's what 22 to 30 is about. It's all high risk. It's the biggest fucking falsity that has been sold to kids. Now you've got to actually know what the fuck you're doing. As if. You're actually in the best position ever to execute something that's not practical. You don't need a lot of money to live. You can live with 40 of your fucking friends, let alone 3. You could. You can eat like shit in your 20s, so you can buy dollar food, and like you can just, you don't have kids, you don't have, you are in the most practical place from 22 to 30 to do crazy ass shit, but the world has taught kids that that's the time you're supposed to have it figured out. It's insane. So my advice to you is, whatever your biggest single dreams are that you've kept to yourself, have been scared to even think you could, you've got to challenge yourself to try. And that looks like this. Whatever I just said, if it is Supreme Court justice, it's interning, it's paying a law firm, even though you didn't go to law school, to like be an assistant. Like people understand how life actually works. Like if you could just get into the game, weird things happen, right? If it is Hollywood life, like you need to move to LA and like fucking like work for, like it's working for free, which comes in all shapes and sizes. Your dad is a successful business person. You might be able to afford to work free, and that's okay. That's like family dynamics. Work for free is also working at Ryan Reynolds worked at Safeway. That's working for free. That's $9 an hour. Like, you know, that's the theory, right? Like it's zero if you're miraculously in that situation. Most people aren't, some are, it's okay. My kids will be, for example, it's okay. Or minimum wage, but in the thing. Or a shitty job that gives you plenty of hours to be in the thing. I tell a lot of people who want to be influencers to get like a job at 7-Eleven and just make content all day while they're standing behind the register. Like, you know what I mean? Like get a job that's not actually making you do anything so that you have time to do the thing.
It's true.
I mean, I don't even want to think what people are doing right now that I'm paying them. you know, like, so you have to go for your actual dream, the one that scares you the most because it's the one you want the most, but you haven't even thought you had a chance to do it. It actually makes sense. This is why I'm so passionate about it. If not now, when?
Sure,
but the world really fucked everybody up. Like this concept that you have to, now you went to college and you thus now know what the fuck you want to do. Who? Of course, certain, ironically, orthodontist, doctor, lawyer. Yes, of course there are a small group of professions that the passion and the school and you know, for everybody else, nobody's doing the fucking thing. What?
Exactly.
And that's where everybody is. And you guys know your options. You have so many options because of technology. But the real answer to your question is the dream that you haven't even felt comfortable believing in.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.